Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today, they honor Jim McDougal. Jim is a 98-year-old World War II veteran, and he is sharp, man. And he went up and spoke about it. He was a pilot in the war and enlisted when he was 18 years old from Lamar's, Iowa. Ended up living most of his life here in Minnesota working for Cargill. But as part of that presentation, we get to know a little bit about one of his friends. His friend's a guy named August Reby. Now, August is not the same age as Jim. Jim is 98, August is 10. And August got to know Jim a few years back. And that's just the beginning of a very interesting story. Joining us on the air, Katie Ruby, Austin's mother, and August himself. Thank you for joining us. August, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Katie, can you hear me okay?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I can.
Okay, so August was there today, and he wore Jim's headgear, his original headgear that he wore during the war, and demonstrated the model of the plane to show the audience what he was talking about while he talked, and that was great. But let's go back a little bit. August, I want you to start this. How did you ever meet Jim McDougal?
Well, I was shooting this hoop on my basketball in my driveway, and I glanced down the street, just casually, like I always do when I'm shooting hoops, probably because I was trying to get a ball. And then I saw Jim. She's wearing a World War II veteran hat. So I put my basketball aside, jumped down the street towards him. And I stopped in front of him and said, "Sir, thank you for your service."
And what did he say?
I can't quite remember that, but
yep.
I'm pretty sure he said, I can't put my mind on it.
Yeah, but he was probably surprised that you came out and thanked him, huh?
Yes.
So you thanked him for his service because you knew that was the right thing to do. How did you know that was the right thing to do?
My dad taught me.
And what did your dad tell you?
He told me all about what veterans and people serving our country do to protect us in our country.
So he told you to always pay your respects to the veterans that you see?
Yes.
And to say thank you?
Yes.
Katie, this is where the story gets a little bit more complicated and difficult. Tell us about your husband, Greg.
My husband, Greg, passed away in January 2015. August was only 4, and my daughter Emma was just 14 months old. And he was a very outgoing guy, like August, and he was very grateful for all who served our country, including his dad. And I remember Greg always thanking people for their service. Whenever he saw someone in attire where he knew they served our country, he thanked them. And it blows my mind that August remembers that, and it's in his DNA, and he carries that on. And it's amazing because he was only 4 when his dad passed away.
His dad died. His dad was playing pond hockey. His dad was quite an athlete, right? I mean, he was a marathoner. He was very active, and he died of cardiac arrest, huh?
He had a heart condition that we didn't know he had, a genetic heart condition called arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. And so he died of cardiac arrest when he was playing pond hockey at the pond hockey tournament in Excelsior.
How did you handle that period of time with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and what advice do you give to people that go through something that horrific?
I really feel like we got through it because of the community of people who supported us and came to our, met our needs. We had family and friends and people we didn't even know that supported us in so many different ways. I feel like our faith helped us through it, And we just felt so much love through those years, even now. And I think that really has helped us get through it.
August, tell me about what you've learned about Jim, because you two have become friends and you've spent some time with him. What is Jim like?
He is very active. He likes to take walks around our neighborhood almost every single day. Doesn't matter like if it's like 5 degrees out, 90 degrees out, doesn't matter. He's always out. He's very active. He's very friendly. He's an overall really nice guy.
Well, you told him today that you thought that's one of the reasons that he's lived so well and so long, right? Is because he's physically active?
Yes.
Yeah, and he agreed with you, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, what has he taught you about what it's like to be in the war and what it was like for him as a veteran?
He taught me all about his experience.
Yep.
And he gave me his book.
Yep. He wrote a book, yep, at age 95, he wrote a book, yep.
So I can learn about it. And it's a really interesting book, and it taught me so much things about war and about his experiences in life.
And so, you know, today you were demonstrating, but you had his actual headgear on that he wore during the war, right?
Yes.
And what did that feel like? Did it fit well? What did it feel like?
It fit pretty well. And it kind of felt comfortable, I gotta admit.
You gotta admit, it felt pretty comfortable, huh?
It feels more comfortable with goggles all over your eyes than resting on your head.
Did you ever ask, he talked today about the bombs that he dropped. Did you ever ask him about what it was like to be a pilot in that plane?
I have not yet.
But you've heard a couple of the stories, huh?
Yes, especially from the book.
Yeah, the book kind of spells it out pretty good. But he was one brave dude, wasn't he?
Yes, he is.
I mean, to fly a plane like that. Explain, August, because you were doing it today. What he did in the World War II? Because you were demonstrating it with a model plane in the headgear. What did Jim do?
He was stationed on the PBY Catalina. And they had their goal was to rescue people from other pilots from sunken aircrafts.
Yep.
Or maybe even some ship, U.S. ship. And once they did have to drop bombs on a Japanese ship, which was a very exciting story when I was walking that plane around.
Yeah.
And I heard that it was really exciting.
Yeah, because he talks about a 1,000-pounder, then a 500-pounder. He tells how big the bombs were, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that was...
That even gives us much more details.
Yep.
And it's, like, already super, like, intense. But with, like, how big the bombs are, that's even more intense.
Yeah, it is. Katie, explain this relationship that's evolved between your son and Jim.
Well, like I mentioned, his dad, August's dad, Greg, was very outgoing and friendly. And could talk to anyone. And August definitely has that trait as well. So he will talk to Jim when he walks by, and Jim always says hello and makes a point to check in with August and see how he's doing. And August does the same. And it's a very neat relationship that they have, and I think it's very special, and I just feel privileged that we've gotten to know Jim that way.
And Jim seems to be a real encourager to August, doesn't he?
He really does. He has a special place in his heart for August, and I think August has a special place in his heart for Jim.
Yeah, they encourage each other like friends should do, and that's pretty cool. Now August, when we were talking today, you and I and Jim, he mentioned that he thought you might have a future in sales. Well, why would he say that?
Well, first of all, my dad was a salesman.
Yep.
And I always like to negotiate on almost anything. Like, how long are you going to watch TV?
Yep.
How long are you going to play catch, or baseball and the baseball club? I just would almost negotiate every single thing I don't like.
You negotiate with your mom?
Yes.
And how do you do in the negotiations, August? Do you usually win, or how does it come out?
It's usually like, I think it's like a 51% victory for me, 49% victory for my mom.
Okay, so it's close, but you got the edge.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Katie, he seems like a negotiator.
He sure is. He keeps me on my toes.
You know, I was even looking at the video today because we shot a story with you, Jennifer Merrily did, back when Greg first passed, and he was 4 years old, and I was watching a little bit of it and picking up on his personality, even at age four, as he was explaining the pictures that he was looking at, and I, you know, it made me think. I mean, it really is, you know, and you can explain it better than I, but it made me think. You know, personality is a lot about DNA, isn't it?
It really is. It amazes me, both with August and with my daughter Emma, how much they're like their dad, and he hasn't been with us for so many years yet. They are so much like him.
It's hard to explain, isn't it?
It really is.
And your husband was a salesman. What did he do?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Your husband was in sales. What did he do exactly?
He owned his own sales training company, and so he trained salespeople.
Oh, so this is just a natural for him.
For sure.
What would he say today if he saw August up there wearing the headgear with a model airplane and a 98-year-old friend?
He would be so, so proud because he was such a patriotic guy and, like I said, just really honored those who served our country. So this, I know, means a lot to him.
August, what do you think your dad would have said about what you did today?
I think he would have been really honored.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have absolutely loved it. He loved the moment. He would have been probably sitting front row with me.
Yeah.
He would have been amazed by all the stories that Jim and Lou had talked about.
Yep. Yep. I think you're right. I think he'd have sat there and taken pictures because it was quite an event today, wasn't it, Katie?
It was beautiful.
You know, the pomp and circumstance and the music. And I got to tell you, Jim McDougal, if you haven't read his book, he wrote one at age 95. But Katie, he is about as sharp a 98-year-old as you're going to meet, isn't he?
He is so sharp. It's amazing he's 98 because he acts so much younger and is just, like you said, very sharp man.
August, what's the best advice that Jim has given you?
I think it's probably been never give up really on your dreams and what you want to do.
Yep. And those are pretty good words to live by, aren't they?
Yes.
Yep. Katie, going forward, is that what you try to do, is surround your kids with as many positive people as you can, because it does take a village?
Absolutely. It certainly does take a village. And we've been blessed with amazing people in our lives.
It sounds like it. Well, we're going to have your story on tonight at 10 o'clock on the news, but I want to thank you for allowing us to participate in that. And it was quite a day for me to observe and for anybody that was out there. So thank you for sharing August with us, and thank you for you both sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. August and Katie. It was quite a day out there. It was a beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.